This interview was produced for Red Eye, a 3-hour current affairs program on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.
University students spend hundreds of hours writing papers and doing research. While students might develop new insight and skill, for the most part, that's it. After professors or teaching assistants mark the essay reports and projects, most academic work, especially work by undergraduates, ends up in a dresser drawer with a bunch of other old papers. Action Research Exchange is a project by Simon Fraser University's Public Interest Research Group, PIRG, that is taking research out of the ivory tower and into the communities. Deborah Oh is Research and Education Coordinator of SFPIRG, and she joins us on the line to tell us more about their project. Hi, Deborah, and welcome to Red Eye.
Hi, Mordecai. Thanks for having me.
Let's start by, if you can explain how ARCS, the Action Research Exchange Project, works. What's the process?
Well, the process is that we do outreach to community groups and organizations every summer. Well, I should say every summer from now on, since the program only started last summer. But this is the second summer in a row that we're doing outreach to community groups for research projects that are initiated by them. And we do that by soliciting interest through email and also through tabling at community events. If community groups are interested and have a research question that they would like answered or have a student look into it further, then they fill out an application form, which is essentially a research proposal. And that's online through our website, which is www.sfpirg.ca/ARX, and they submit it online. If they're nervous or unsure of how to fill that out, they can also just use it as a template and fill out a Microsoft Word document and send that through to us on email. Our email address is arx@sfpirg.ca. But essentially, once we receive the proposals, then we assess them for whether they would be feasible to be conducted within an academic semester, which is only about 16 weeks. And the first academic semester we're considering projects for is for September, fall 2005. And then once we have sort of developed them into projects that are feasible, then we post them on our website for match up with students, and then we do a series of outreach on campus to students who might be interested in taking up projects with us.
And do students simply say, I'm interested in this project and work on it, or do they have to find a faculty member who supervises it and gives them credit for their coursework for doing this community project?
Right, that's a really good question. We are a nonprofit organization on campus. We're not a department, and so we don't have the capacity to support students doing this research. So it's really essential that the students have faculty support to do these projects. And so right now we're only outreaching to students who want to do these projects for credit. And so if they decide that they want to either apply for a directed studies, which means that they spend the entire academic semester, the 16 weeks, working on this project with one faculty member one-on-one, or they decide that they want to take a large chunk of one of their current courses. Most courses have a 30 or 40% assignment that is due at the end of the term. And what often students do is they go to their professors and they say, well, there's this really interesting research project that is community-initiated and is applied research out in the community, and I'd like to substitute whatever assignment has been given to me in this class with this project instead. And we've had really good relations with faculty who've seen the importance of this kind of research and who've signed on and agreed to have their students do this in their classes.
So this is an initiative that's 1 year old. What was the motivation behind it?
Well, a number of motivations. Partly, actually, it was motivated by students themselves. There was a bunch of graduate students who were activists in the community and who were feeling increasingly alienated and disengaged from community while doing research up at SFU. And that happens a lot, I think, not just students, but faculty often sometimes can feel disengaged from community just because of the way that institutions work, especially universities, where you just feel like, you know, you're creating research to be read by a very small pool of people, and, you know, it's very insular. And so they were feeling sort of like they were living a schizophrenic life, and they were learning all these valuable skills and tools in class but weren't able to somehow bridge the gap between that experience and their experience doing action-based kind of activism in their own communities. And so they got together and they came to PIRG, to the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group on campus, which is a social justice resource center for students wanting to do work on social justice and environmental change. And so we supported them by giving them a small budget to sort of create a group called the Gradicals. And the Gradicals were started off as a support group for students and faculty interested in doing participatory action research-based research, which is an alternative way to do research from the traditional method, which is sort of, you know, the researcher is the observer and the community members are sort of subjects of the research, and they get observed or they sometimes get you know, exploited or used as fodder for research, but they don't often get to engage with or challenge or be critical of the research methodology, or sometimes they don't even know what the results of the research are. And so participatory action research tries to invert that relationship or make it a little more just by realizing and being respectful of the fact that community has a lot to offer and has a wealth of knowledge, and they have their own research needs. And so we start from the premise that, you know, we ask community what research they need, and then we apply our skills as researchers to meet that need. So a lot of the Gradical students who started off supporting each other in doing this kind of research, because there's not, unfortunately, a lot of support for this kind of research, and it's very sometimes can be very controversial in institutions of higher learning. And eventually they realized, well, instead of just sitting around talking about it, let's try and put it into action. And that's when the Action Research Exchange program came to light, and that was about almost 3 years ago now. And then it took us about 2 full academic semesters to envision it, structure it. We ran a pilot project where we conducted a survey of affordable housing on the North Shore through participatory action research methods. And once we realized that we were able to support or facilitate research between students and community, we decided to go full ahead and create a program that would facilitate on a wider scale across the disciplines these kinds of projects.
Let's look at a couple of projects, if we can, that that's been involved with this ARCS project. One, I gather, is an oral history of a woman's group, and another, in a quite different area, is looking at wood waste in the Fraser River. Could you tell us a little bit about the first one on the women's group, and then the second one?
Well, the first one on the women's group actually hasn't been conducted yet. It's a project that came in this spring and will be offered in the fall. So I can put it out there, but it hasn't actually been, it hasn't even been posted on our website yet.
Okay.
But essentially that one is looking at, we have had 2 projects come in. One other project was an oral histories project that was completed last fall. The program itself was launched in fall 2004, and there was one oral histories project that was picked up, and it was a project that was sent to us by Dogwood Initiative in Victoria. And they're a group that basically brings together labor activists, environmentalists, First Nations groups, people who are interested in doing research and advocacy on land reform. And they wanted to conduct some oral history interviews with First Nations elders, and to get a sense for what their views and what their knowledge was on land reform. And so that project went ahead, and that was it was a project that had to pass the Ethics Review Committee, because it involved interviewing subjects, human subjects, and whenever that happens, there is an extra level of kind of bureaucratic red tape that projects have to go through. But once that was done, the students were successful in selecting people to interview, and I believe that they conducted some interviews and published they completed a report, which was then given over to Dogwood at the end of the semester.
What about the wood waste in the Fraser?
Yeah, the wood waste one was for the Northwest Wildlife Preservation Society, and they wanted to look at what kind of, it was essentially a literature review and recommendations for field work, for future field work, and it was looking at what information exists out there on the impact of woody debris in the lower Fraser River Basin. Because a lot of the logging and a lot of sort of the manufacturing of pulp mills and things, the waste collects at the bottom of the Fraser River. And so looking at the impact that that's having on the aquatic and terrestrial life in that region. So the students, actually this was a really interesting project because it was conducted by three students in three different departments. They might not have been in three different departments, but they were in three different courses, and they decided to collaborate together because it was rather a big project, and they did a literature review, which can be immensely useful to people who are not at the university, because often community members don't have access to the big libraries and the big the big data banks up at secondary education institutions, and so getting a really wide breadth of what's out there currently on a topic can be a really helpful thing for communities to receive. So I think they put together a literature review on what exists out there on that area, looking at the topic of the impact, environmental assessments on that area. And then from that information, they were able to also do a little bit of field work with the Northwest Wildlife Preservation Society and make recommendations for priorities in determining future field work. And luckily, it worked so well that the Northwest Wildlife Preservation Society has decided to submit a second project proposal, which has been accepted and will be posted for the fall, which is a much more detailed project looking at field work, and it's much more hands-on kind of field work project.
I know you said that the project is very young project. Do you have any sense, though, of the ones that have been completed, what impact they've had on students' outlook as to the usefulness of the knowledge they get at the university and how it can transform the way they look at their own studies and the institution?
Well, I guess it depends on the student. Some students are coming to us and they already have a really clear sense of what the program has to offer. They've been waiting for a while for this initiative to be connected to something like this. It's hard to believe that there aren't more initiatives like this. I guess SF PIRG is in a sort of privileged position as a nonprofit organization functioning on a campus to be able to maybe facilitate this outside of the sort of bureaucracy of the university. But a lot of students come to us saying, oh, I've been waiting for this for 4 years, And but then other students come to us and they just, they're very new to this idea of community research. They've been wanting to, be more connected to community, and they've been wanting to challenge the traditional ways that they do research. And so for them, it's a really big learning experience. But I think in general, we've been getting the kind of student responses that we get are that this is pretty revolutionary. Even for those students who thought they knew what was to be expected from the program, sort of came out realizing that there are all kinds of issues that they hadn't considered in terms of doing these kinds of collaborative partnerships and research between, you know, academia and community. And it's especially for students who have to go through, you know, the ethics review process and, some of the challenges that are presented by doing collaborative research across disciplines. So it's really pushing the envelope of what academic research can mean. It's really exciting, and I think for a lot of students, it kind of blows their mind as to, you know, it's firsthand experience with challenges that you often read about theoretically, but don't actually get a chance to participate in. The other thing that I found really, I think, inspiring is that some students have gone on to continue to work with and volunteer with organizations that they've done research for. One student in particular is now working in Squamish with a nonprofit group, basically doing a similar kind of project. She's getting paid. She got a summer job to do the same kind of work, a needs assessment survey that she did on an ARCS project this spring. And so it's skills that I think employers also really value in students, that they have actually worked with community and they've worked with nonprofit organizations. And that's really attractive to nonprofit organizations that are looking for students who want to work with them.
You mentioned, just to close, you mentioned that there are a number of websites and so on, but is there just a phone number people could call that they wanted more information or they want to get involved with ARCS, people from the community?
Yeah. The Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group is open from 10:30 to 4:30, Monday to Friday, and our number is 604-291-4360, and you can call and ask to talk to someone about the Action Research Exchange Program. If you're a community member wanting information on how to apply, the application deadline is July 29th, which is Friday, and we're getting pretty strict with the deadline because in order for us to be able to review and assess the projects in time for posting them for the fall semester, we really need to have them in by the end of July.
Good.
If people need advice or they want to run the idea by us first, you know, some community groups might not be sure whether their proposal is going to fly or not. Yes, please do call us, and we're happy to help develop the project into a proposal.
Great. That's 291-4360. Thanks a lot, Deborah.
Thank you, Marta.
Bye-bye. I've been speaking with Deborah Oh. She's the Research and Education Coordinator at SFPIRG. And you can also check their website at sfpirg.ca.
Red Eye is produced by an independent media collective and airs on Vancouver Cooperative Radio. You can hear the program from 9 until noon Pacific Time, streaming live at coopradio.org.